Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Jenna Morton.
And I'm Tosh Taylor. And today we have a return guest with us. We have Dr. Alexis Keeling here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
We are thrilled that you were able to make time for us because you are very busy these days.
I am.
There is an eclipse coming, in case you were unaware of the breaking news of the eclipse that only comes once every 1,000 years. So we asked Dr. Alexis to come in and to kind of give us a breakdown of everything we need to know about it. Maybe not like the moon, the sun, the stars, and how astronomy works, but roughly.
Thank you for not asking.
More about your eyes, which is what you are a specialist in.
Exactly. Thank you. Thanks. So this is a great topic. As we know, over New Brunswick skies, this only happens about once every 1,000 years. And we have had partial eclipses in the past over New Brunswick. So let's do a little demo. So we'll pretend you are the Earth. So
hold your fist out.
You're the sun. And what's going to happen is we know the moon rotates around the Earth. But what's going to happen in this case is when it goes between the Earth and the sun, it's going to cast a shadow, a total shadow, right over New Brunswick. And it's important. Exactly. It's important to never look at the sun. It doesn't matter whether there's an eclipse or not. The sun is a powerful thing that can damage our eyes. So it's not a stronger sun because of the eclipse. It's just don't look at the sun anyway. Yeah. That's our message.
Solid.
Now, we have an interest to look at the sun when this happens because it's going to cross in front and it's going to cast that shadow. So make sure that if you are going to look up at the sun, that you're wearing certified eclipse glasses. These are not sunglasses. These are 200 times darker than sunglasses. So let's put them on. When you look through these, won't see anything.
Oh yeah, they look like they're just going to be sunglasses.
A blindfold. Absolute blindfold.
Yeah. Oh,
the only thing you are going to see when you put these on is the sun. Huh. So you put them on and you look up and you find the sun because that's the only thing you're going to see. You don't wear these to walk around or to talk to your friend outside or to drive a car. You are going to wear these only for gazing at the sun in that moment. Now, what happens if you look at the sun and you're not wearing these?
Right.
You can do permanent damage to your eyes and cause blindness for the rest of your life within seconds. And that's kind of the thing we need to keep people safe about. We don't want to scare anybody. We just want to make sure everybody is ready and well-educated and has a really good time safely. So when we look up at anything, we use an area of the inside of our eye called the macula. And it's about the size of a pinpoint. And I'm sure you've heard of macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. It's a condition that happens to some people as they get older. So the macula is a very fine, detailed central vision. And that's what we look at things with in detail. There's no pain receptors in the back of the eye. So damage happens there during an eclipse if someone's looking at it without protection. And they don't know they're doing damage. And there's a period we call a latent period of about 24 hours to 48 hours where the person wakes up the next day and says, I can't see with my central part of vision. I can see your hair, but I can't see your face because the macula has been damaged. And we don't know what the prognosis is. Prognosis means we don't know if that's going to get better. We have to sit and wait and watch and see if their eye will get better with the possibility of them being permanently blind with their central vision. So that's the risk that we take when we don't wear these glasses. Now, there's been a couple questions about animals being outside during this time. It is natural instinct to not look at the sun. You do not have to worry about your cats, your dogs, or the birds
the
in the wilderness.
Are smarter than we are.
But that was exactly the answer I gave my kids. My kids asked me that the other day, and I was like, well, our dog's, like, she's pretty smart. I don't ever see her outside staring up at the sun.
And humans don't look at the sun either. We've all been taught, we all know, don't go there.
Yeah.
So we have this curiosity when something like this happens to look up and glance at the sun. So make sure that you're wearing eye protection, and you can share these. You only need one set per family, and you can pass them to the next person, and they can have a peek and that kind of thing. So
unless
it's pretty
you don't
cool.
trust yourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you all want.
There's so many other things to think about and look at during an eclipse. So it mimics nighttime and dusk. So you're going to look around, you're going to see the birds starting to nest in the trees, things are going to get quiet, and then as the moon moves away and the sun comes back out from underneath it, things will wake up again. So it's a really neat, cool opportunity, not just about the sun and the eclipse, but about what's going on in the animal world around us. The other thing we talked about was about kids, right? You didn't get the day off school when you were in school when
that
the eclipse
is correct.
Happened.
Yes.
And I can tell you it's probably based on the time of day. So this eclipse in New Brunswick is going to happen. It begins around 3:30, ending around 5:30. And that's exactly the time those bells ring and people are let out of school. And the kids are kind of left on their own to go to the bus stop and walk home from the bus stop. And with the curiosity and all this talk about the eclipse, there was that risk that our young, vulnerable kids could look up and have the damage done. So that's why the decision was made to let them have that afternoon to go home and be with their parents or their babysitters or, you know, at a daycare so that they're supervised and they're safe. Yeah.
So I want to focus in there for a moment on something you talked about just now, because I think a lot of people who maybe have realized the eclipse is happening have not fully grasped the idea that this is a multi-hour event in the middle of our afternoon.
It is. It is. So totality is when we did that little demonstration and we had the complete shadow, or umbra, we call it, over that one line through New Brunswick from Fredericton all the way across. It actually goes from Mexico across continental USA diagonally, and then it hits New Brunswick right through Maine. So it doesn't go through the rest of Canada. So there's that partial shadow or penumbra in the other area. And like you say, it's not a quick thing that happens. Mm-hmm. It is over a few hours, it moves across. Totality, where it's completely dark like night, is not very long, probably about 10 minutes before it starts to slide over the other side. But in completion, it's about a 2-hour event. And here in New Brunswick, there's some pretty exciting events going on in different cities, such as Fredericton and Florenceville. Along with others, and they have invited in the astronaut Chris Hatfield to New Brunswick. So
yeah,
that's pretty exciting.
He's going to be up in Florenceville.
He is,
yeah.
Yes. So that's pretty fun.
And so in the Moncton area,
yes,
we're just kind of below that totality.
Yeah, I think 98%
line,
right? For us.
That's right. So we're in that shadow zone. With the glasses, you will still be able to see and appreciate an eclipse. However, you won't have that complete totality of darkness. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think my kids are too.
Yeah. No, I've seen some people saying like, no, they're going to go, you know, up towards Miramichi because it'll be a little bit more in that path.
They have some events
here.
There as well, Miramichi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we do have some happening here as well.
Oh,
the city of Moncton is doing something down here on the riverfront where they will have some glasses
That's
available.
Right. Yes.
And I know some of the school kids are going to come home with glasses, but not all of them.
That's right. So we didn't talk about a problem. What if it's cloudy?
Oh. The thing she thinks about. Yeah. What if it's cloudy?
So we may not need these glasses. We're all going to be inside experiencing this from our TVs. There's been a device that was actually developed by a New Brunswick retired physicist, and it's a weather balloon that goes up with cameras. So make sure to tune in as well online. Don't just spend all your time outside if it is a sunny day. Make sure you get inside and experience some of the media coverage of this incredible event.
Yeah, that's very cool. I wanna backtrack a bit.
Sure.
So one of the first things you mentioned when you mentioned the glasses was certified.
That's
important. That's got to be a big thing because everybody is selling them
I know,
on Facebook
and that's,
right now.
That's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
It needs to have a certification number, ISO 123122. I've said it so many times, it sounds like my phone number.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to change my number.
I was going to say, like, how do you know? Because a lot of things will say they're proper, they're certified.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is it
Some of them have a best before date. They should have a warning.
Okay.
They are made of aluminized polyester. There's two thick, two thick layers of that. So as long as you have these certification requirements, they should be good. Be careful. There's sites like Amazon selling them. Mm-hmm. There's, be safe and be careful. Yeah, we, as the president of the New Brunswick Association of Optometrists, we distributed 200 pairs to every optometrist in New Brunswick.
Beautiful.
So call your local optometrist, get in, get a pair for your family, so that you know that everyone's eyes are safe.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what about people who have to be outside working during those hours, right? Construction
driving.
Workers, you're driving somewhere.
Exactly.
What, especially in, you know, because we will have areas that are in totality, what do we need to be keeping in mind about that?
Do not wear these glasses during that time, unless you are looking up at the sun. Like we demonstrated, this is a complete blackout, just like a blindfold. They are just fine. It's like any other day, go to work, walk to work, whatever you'd like to do. Just make sure that when you're looking up, you're not looking up without these glasses. Another thing to mention is it is also dependent on pupil size. Kids have larger pupils, so that's another reason why our youngsters are at more risk of damage inside the eye. It would only take less seconds for them to have damage than someone older with a smaller pupil who would look up, would be about, you know, more seconds than a child. So yeah, that's
interesting
to remember.
And eye color, I think we've talked about this before. Your eye color is also like equal to the sensitivity of your eye as well,
that
right?
That is more
lighter
of a light
people?
Sensitivity.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter with this case because it's all about looking at the sun in that macula. However, when we're talking about eye color, that is about eye sensitivity. So someone with brown eyes has more pigment in their eyes, and when the light goes in their eye, the pigment absorbs the light nicely. Someone with very fair blue eyes or light green eyes, the light goes in and there's not as much pigment, so that light's not absorbed as quickly. It kind of ricochets around and gives them more glare.
Mm-hmm.
But this is independent of eye color. This is something that can affect anyone within seconds and cause permanent blindness. But good question. I love talking about eyes.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd have the answer.
Like you said, we don't want to scare people, but we want
people
to be prepared. But, you know, what do we have any idea of what the chances are? Like, do we expect that there will end up being some people who lose their sight in New Brunswick?
I really hope not. There was a total solar eclipse that went across continental USA in 2017. It was partial here in New Brunswick during that time. And there were only reported about 100 cases. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we're getting the word out. We don't want people to be afraid. We want people to have fun, be well educated, and be well equipped with what they need for safe viewing so that they can enjoy it. There's also a Facebook message that's being circulated right now from an optometrist in Ontario saying not to go outside, not to look up. And that's a good safety precaution.
Right.
However, you know, that's not always realistic for everyone. We've organized big events. It's a fun event. We need people to be smart and safe and have fun. So, and you do that by wearing certified safety eclipse glasses.
Okay. Well, and like you said, if you are anxious about being out during the event with yourself or your family, there is going to be so much coverage and so many interesting things happening inside.
Absolutely.
That you could take part and still feel like you're part of it without having that fear of
Definitely.
Being out looking up.
Definitely. Media coverage will be wonderful with all kinds of fun tidbits and educational information. It's going to be great. We're really lucky to have this event over New Brunswick.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't see risking missing something that could only happen once every 1,000 years or so. Okay, I have another question for you that goes back to, so when the eclipse happens and the ring happens around the sun, is that in any way, shape, or form stronger than the sun itself at any time? Because you had said the chances of it burning the macula in the eye, but is that something that happens every day? Like, it's just don't look at the sun.
Do not look at the sun.
Yeah,
it's no stronger during an eclipse than it is right now if we went outside.
Because there's no greater chance. It's
That's
just
right.
that normally you don't look at the sun.
That's right.
Okay.
And solar retinopathy, so that condition, because it blisters and it burns that macula, that was a condition that happened to a lot of fighter pilots during World War I, World War II, because their enemies would fly in towards them from the sun. because they weren't looking at the sun. So they were directed, look towards the sun to find out about enemies coming in. So they were experiencing this central blindness that was causing permanent damage. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So it's interesting how these things can happen. Do not look at the sun.
Don't. If there's one thing you learn today.
Yeah. Shine bright, but don't look at the sun.
Whatever you do.
Well, speaking of the sun and safety, you know, we are coming into summertime when more people think about grabbing their sunglasses or heading out.
Yes.
Do you want to share some like basic tips and reminders?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was nice. We talked about people with light, fair colored eyes are more light sensitive than people with darker brown eyes or hazel. And it's important to wear sunglasses for eye protection, for comfort. You know, it cuts glare. Another thing that really helps that we don't think about is I tell a lot of my patients to wear a ball cap for kids and stuff who play outside. Throw a ball cap on. It'll protect the eyes as well, making things more comfortable. There's different types of sunglasses. There's Polaroid sunglasses that are kind of like Venetian blinds. So those kind of cut the light rays from different directions. Hmm. If you're a fisherman and you get the light coming up from the water, it'll cut some of the glare there. And so sunglasses are helpful and you should wear them all year long. Yeah, they're nice. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a bad habit of forgetting mine during the winter, and then I walk out, I'm like, oh!
Oh, it's almost
worse.
It's
a quick reminder.
Yeah. When it bounces off the snow.
Yeah.
Well, you say it's same as on the water in the summer, right? Like you get that.
It cuts that glare.
Yeah. Very interesting. I am super pumped for this, but I am really concerned about people getting legit glasses. So just because, like I said, there are people selling them literally everywhere you look on social media. So like Alexa said, look for those markers to make sure that you're getting the correct glasses. Yeah, we don't want to, and you should not be able to see through them.
No.
Well, that, no, you should not.
That's a very good, you know, if you're questioning whether what you've picked up really is properly certified and you don't remember all the numbers like Alexa does, if you put them up right now and you can see anything, they're not going to work.
No. Right, yes.
Sunglasses do not work either. Yeah. That is not safe. No.
Okay. Sounds good.
So just thinking of this idea of, like, we keep saying 1,000 years. Like, do we know the next time this might happen?
The next time it's going to happen over New Brunswick, from what I remember, is 2079. So we don't have to wait 1,000 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Probably not going to plan on seeing the next one?
Yeah, you won't be at the event.
I'm not planning to.
You won't be with it?
No. I feel like that's a no for me. But our kids, right? Like, this will be the kind of thing that might actually
they can share with their kids
twice in their lifetime. And how cool will that be to be like, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, we had these really cool glasses.
It's a fun event. It's a great memory. Yeah. And great learning opportunity.
Can we, before we let you go, give a little push, because I did notice on your socials that you're accepting new clients?
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to tell people that now that I've put you on the spot?
My message is I am the president. I'm here to represent all the optometrists in New Brunswick. They are wonderful at seeing children, at seeing anyone of any age. And the main message is if your child is 6 months old or older, they qualify for an eye exam. We can check babies at 6 months. And we check kids every year. Kids don't realize what it's like to see clearly. They think seeing blurry might be their normal. So bring them in, and that way it'll help with their normal eye development and help in school with learning and open doors for them.
And there is a program in New Brunswick that helps all families see an eye doctor.
Yes, and that is through social development, as well as all four-year-olds receiving free eye exams through Blue Cross. It doesn't matter if you already have health insurance or not, it will cover the remainder copay of that eye exam. So contact Service New Brunswick for any of those services.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Such an important thing to, you say that and I'm like, I automatically in my head remember putting on glasses for the first time, being like, oh, rooms have corners.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Trees have leaves.
Yeah. Yes. Things you don't know.
That's
when you
right.
don't know the difference.
That's right.
But you were an older kid by the time you got glasses, right?
I was in junior high.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. At what point I should have realized, I don't know, but it was a teacher going,
it was your
put
normal.
Your glasses on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have glasses. I don't need glasses. Like, oh, maybe I should go see someone and then, there's the corners.
It's life changing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
If people want more information about the association, about proper information around the eclipse, that kind of thing, where can we send them?
MBAO.ca or CAO It's opto.ca, opto.ca, or mbao.ca.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great event, and I'm looking forward to it. Have fun that day.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for watching and listening, and we will be back next week with our eyesight perfectly intact to talk to you some more.